When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was flipping a home and found a doll inside, and she brought the doll to her home. Would you do something like that?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like it if you would share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, what's up with you today?
Okay, so I had something weird happen to me the other night.
Oh my God.
And I wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to try to explain this as best I can because it was weird and I still don't know if I understand it. Okay.
Okay.
Y'all know that I live by myself with my dog. Okay. So that's just the two of us in the room. This may seem like way too much information about me, but when I go to bed at night, I have a queen size bed. But this is all relevant, okay, to the story.
Okay.
A queen size bed. I sleep on the right side of the bed as you're laying in it. Okay.
Right.
My dog sleeps on the pillow beside my head on the left side of the bed. Okay. He's always done that. He just climbs up on that pillow like it's his bed and he goes to sleep.
That's where he sleeps on my bed. He sleeps on the pillow.
We just
up there.
Sleep like that every single night. Now, this has been a couple, three nights ago. I was in bed and I like to sleep on my side. And I had rolled over, so I'm facing Madden. Okay. So I'm on my left side facing Madden. And that leaves, you know, I'm close to the edge of my bed. you know, because I'm on the right side. And I kind of, after this, did a little bit of a measurement last night. And I figured when I roll over like that, there's maybe a foot to the edge of the bed, between me and the edge of the bed.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm trying to just kind of show you. So I'm asleep. And all of a sudden, I felt like at maybe at right about where the small of my back is, the mattress pushed down, like behind
Ooh.
Me. And it immediately woke me up. And I thought, what is Madden doing behind me? Because that was my first thought. And then I thought, there's not really hardly enough room for Madden to right. be behind me, right? And I quit. And then, like, all of a sudden, panic just got in me. And I opened my eyes, and Madden's laying there
in his normal spot.
Then, all of a sudden, about the middle of my back, it felt like somebody took their hand and pushed on the mattress. And then, up by my neck, it felt like somebody pushed Oof. On the mattress. And I'm wide awake. Like, my eyes are open. I'm looking at Madden. And Madden is, you know, like, his head is up and he's looking over there too, behind me. Like, something's behind me. And I went,
what
oh my God.
It?
Like, and then I just sat up and there was nothing there.
Oh.
But it was like they pushed their hand. It's like somebody kind of put their hand on the mattress yeah. and looked over, you know, like leaned over me.
Oh.
And then they did it again and again.
And you're awake by that point. Cause I get like how that
the
would wake you up.
The first time it happened, I mean, when the first, you know, depression, like when it pushed on the mattress, I woke up immediately. Like, I mean, I just, boom, I was wide awake. And my first thought was, what is Madden doing behind me?
And he's not.
And I, and then my eyes just
darted
open.
That's how real it was.
Yeah, my eyes just went open and he wasn't. He's laying in front of me and I'm looking at him. And then he's looking behind me and then it happens again.
Oh my God,
like in the
creepy.
Middle of my back and then kind of up by my neck.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I know. And then, of course, I can't sleep. I'm wide awake. Like, what the hell was that? I have to turn on the lights, you know. And just lay there for a while because I'm like, what was pushing on my mattress?
Oh,
and it was
God.
It was the feeling like somebody, like if somebody walked up and put their hand down on the mattress and leaned over me.
Ugh, I hate that so
That's
much.
That's what it felt like.
You know, so I had a weird thing happen the other night too. And I just went ahead and blamed it on my dog, Benji. But mm-hmm. I don't know that it was him. Because sometimes when he sleeps really hard, he, you know, dogs will go, oh, oh, oh. And because they are like dreaming and their little feet are moving and they're, oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. But this was kind of, I'm going to try to make the sound, but I don't know what it was. It kind of sounded more like,
mm. Oh, that's creepy.
And I woke up and I was like, what the hell was that? It was like, it wasn't a siren sound, even though it kind of presented just now
like
as a siren
a cat
sound.
Could make?
No, God, no, I've never heard a cat make that sound. And I don't have windows ever open to the outside. So it wasn't an outside sound. I mean, it could have been like a siren or something, but it wasn't even, it was more like, like someone was making that sound.
That's weird.
I don't know what it was. But I woke up and I was like, what the hell was that? Okay, I guess that was Benji. I don't think it was. I don't know what it could have been.
So weird. But Madden was looking. Like, Madden was awake, and he was looking, too, like something was up.
See, here's the difference between your dog and my dog. My dog sleeps so hard. Like,
he went,
I sat up, and Benji's sound asleep.
Oh,
he didn't
Madden
want to
lift
his head up.
He was born to be a watchdog. And so every little noise, as you know, right, he's huh? What? You know, where?
I had the exterminator bug guys over here the other day. And Benji was like, oh, my God, you're here. I've been waiting for you guys. Yeah, and I'm like, you don't even know this guy.
I have to put Madden in the bedroom and shut the door.
No, Benji just runs over. Oh, that is so creepy.
And once again, it's my bedroom.
Did you have to like watch TV or get up or
no,
were
I
you
was,
able to fall
I,
back
I just
to
was
sleep?
Too scared. I turned on, like, I have an audio book and I just listened to it, you know, and then that kind of finally made me fall asleep.
Oh, I think I'd have done that same thing.
You know, it's just like, okay, I got to think of something else. What can I do? I could listen to my book, you know, like.
And you need the noise. It's like, yeah, because if you don't hear the noise, all you're going to hear is like, what was that? What was that? What was that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
that's
something
so
pushed on my mattress, you know? And like I said, it wasn't like there's enough room. Like we've heard people, like I've never had somebody that I felt got in bed with me, you know? But there wasn't enough room behind me for somebody to sit down or get in bed. It wasn't like that. This was like somebody put their hand on the mattress and leaned over, you know, because it pushed the mattress down with their weight.
I wouldn't want anybody getting in bed with me. That's for sure. But the fact that they're like kind of looking over you, it's like, what the hell are you
looking at me? That was what I felt like.
Like, you can look at me all day, every day, and I will not know that you're there. Just leave me alone. Can't be doing this.
It's my haunted bedroom.
And it's that wall and the whole bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we've had, you know, artwork fly off that wall. And
The same room where things get moved around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that one room.
So now I'm a little bit worried. It seems to me like it's getting more... what do I want to say? Like, it's kind of crossing a line a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, more personal, more
physical.
I'd be, like,
going to bed and saying, okay, you are not, don't touch my bed, don't lean across my bed, don't get in my bed.
Well, I'll keep you guys
updated. Stay out of my room.
If anything else happens, I'll let you know. But it was weird.
Well, here's a story that I know you and I would never, ever, ever do in a million years. Would we find a doll in a house that you're flipping and go, I'm going to bring it home?
Depends on the doll. Like, what if it's a collectible Barbie doll that you can sell for $500?
Oh, I think I'd bring it home. If I can make some money.
See, now wait a minute. You know, so we will, you know, got to hear the story first before we make that decision.
So here's the story. It says, many of the houses that my grandmother flips are foreclosures and sometimes have a lot of left behind items, some of which I wonder if were left behind on purpose. When we would come across a house with leftover trinkets, my grandmother would always advise me and my cousins to take things at our own risk. When she first began flipping homes, she would find things and take them home all the time. The current foreclosure she had purchased was extremely inexpensive for its size and neighborhood. Inside one of the bedrooms was a collection of stuffed animals and a porcelain doll. And then in parentheses, it says, horror movie red flag number one, !!
Yeah, porcelain doll.
Oh. Horror movie red flag. They were arranged on a shelf above the window. She continued doing her walkthrough and the house got colder and colder as she went along, even though it was the end of July.
Oh, dear.
On her way out, she passed the bedroom again with the animals and the doll. To her surprise, they were no longer sitting on the shelf, but now in the middle of the floor in a circle around the porcelain doll.
No.
You can't take that damn doll home.
No.
She peeked around the corner to see if the front door was open, thinking someone had snuck in and arranged the toys like that.
Well, of course that's what you'd think.
Even still... she decided to take the doll, and then in parentheses, of all things, comma, really, Grandma? That's in caps. In parentheses, for my aunt's little daughter who would be arriving from Houston the next day. Grandma is crazy.
Sure, I'll give this to Emma.
This is a cute little doll. Well, I've got a little girl coming to my house, and she'd love to have this creepy-ass doll that's just... move from the shelf to the middle of the floor.
Yeah, in a weird circle.
Grandma. The next night, she sat the doll up in the bed where she would be sleeping and then went down to the kitchen. This house is very old, mind you. She's lived there since the 70s and the floor and stairs creak very loudly. Walking into the kitchen from the front room, there is another open doorway to the formal dining room, and you can see it underneath the kitchen cabinets. Next to that doorway is another that opens into the den, and you can look into it through a glassless window above the kitchen sink. As she was pulling things from the refrigerator for dinner, she glanced at the window into the den and saw a gray-haired old woman sitting in one of the black leather recliners facing the TV. She calls out hello as she creeps around the doorway. Reading that sentence, I'm not sure who called out hello. I'm assuming it's the grandma. Saw the woman and then said, hello.
That is so me
too. And then
too.
Creeps around the doorway.
Like, hello? Like, you know, somebody's in my house and I'm saying hello.
Can I get you anything?
Yeah.
Before I call the police?
The real response should be like, what the hell are you doing in my house? But I do the exact same thing. I say, hello, you know, like, well, why are you here?
Mine would come out something like, holy shit, you just scared the F out of me. What are you doing? As I'm running past them or however I am running to get out the door. That would be me. I'd grab my phone, call 911 as soon as I got outside. She entered the den. So, okay, so grandma was the one calling out hello. Mm-hmm. She entered the den and it was empty. Having worked a 12-hour day, she brushed it off as fatigue. Walking back into the kitchen, she heard, is she comfortable? She looked to the right where the voice came from, and underneath the cabinets, she saw a lady in a white nightgown walk by in the formal dining room. The formal dining room connects to the front room, making all the rooms a circle. She ran out of the kitchen in the opposite direction into the front room to cut the lady off, but again, there was nobody there. See, I'd be grabbing my damn phone, heading outside. Then my grandmother realized she didn't hear the floor creak underneath the lady's steps, and that it was barely a spot you could step on in this house without the floor screaming out. Once again, somehow she brushed it off. After having dinner at her desk was a mishmash of papers and files, her organized chaos, as she liked to call it. Working in between bites, my grandfather was on a 24-hour shift at the fire station. She went to bed, leaving the dishes for the morning. The feeling of eyes watching her woke her up in the middle of the night. She saw the dark figure of a man standing in the doorway. Thinking it was my grandfather home on a break, which is rare, she told him there's some dinner in the fridge. She rolled over and went back to sleep. That morning, she went down to the kitchen and the pots and pans that had been on the stove and the plate and the glass that she had left on the counter were now piled in the sink. Weird. Then she remembered my grandfather had been there that night. She made a smoothie and continued into the den to her desk, and every single file and piece of paperwork was stacked in a single pile in the middle of her desk. Damn it, Carlton! I told you not to mess with my desk, she yelled. Storming through the house and looking for him, she passed by the front window looking out onto the driveway and noticed him pulling into the driveway. So when he got in the house, she said, well, why did you stack all my papers like that? He was confused and told her he didn't even come home that night. The station had several calls and they barely had any downtime. Who was it? Do you think it could have been the doll? And that's from Jarrell or Gerald. I'm not sure how to say that. You know, there's too many other questions with this. Had grandma been having activity in her house before the doll came home? Because it says in there that I think she did bring things home from houses. And then, but she also said,
do it at your own risk or peril, right?
So that makes me think that she had brought something home before. So could it have been the doll? Maybe. But I'd want to know, had she been having paranormal activity? If her house had been like totally not paranormal activity ever, then yeah, it's the doll. And then what did she do with the doll after that? There's a whole nother story.
Yeah. What happened then?
Yeah.
And it was interesting that, like, if we're going to blame this, like the doll brought something, that it brought both an old lady and a man.
Exactly.
You know, like, and I don't know why that should be weird to me. It just seems like it there would be this one thing that came, you know, with it. But it seemed to bring, like, more than that.
Aren't you a little worried about Grandma and her poor judgment?
I kind of love Grandma. I love her get up and go and spunk and, you know,
all that's
like,
great,
she flips houses and she does
great.
All this stuff.
Love
and,
all that about Grandma. Keep your organized chaos going. But
yep.
What I'm concerned about with Grandma and her poor judgment is that she goes in this house, sees the stuffed animals and the doll on a shelf. Then they're arranged in some weird circle thing that seems
that's
demonic.
Weird.
And then she's like, I think I'll take that doll home. That is poor judgment.
That wasn't a good idea. It probably just wasn't one of her better ones. You know, she's probably had many good ideas,
I like to think Grandma kicked all ass in other areas of her life, but she made one bad decision that day.
I like the woman. I really like her a lot. But I think that is a weird thing to think, oh, yeah, sure, I'll take that doll home.
Good idea. And give it to a kid so it can haunt and terrorize the poor child.
Yeah. So that begs the question, did she give it to the kid? Because it was like the next day or so, right? And
did she ever give it to the kid? Did the kid have activity?
Did anything happen then with the kid, you know? I think there's follow-ups
here. There's got to be some story that I've missed. Like, there's a follow-up story. That's
there's a follow-up to this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I'll do some digging and see if I overlook something, but I need to
find it could definitely be paranormal, but I think, is it because of the dolls exclusively, or are there two or three things going on here?
If Grandma made that bad of a judgment.
I think maybe the doll did do something. Maybe there's something that came in with the doll, but it almost feels heavier than that.
And what other shit did Grandma bring home?
Right.
You know, she said at your own risk. So had the guy and the woman been there? Was the old woman in the nightgown, was that her doll? Mm-hmm. Was the other guy just, is he like the red herring? Like, he's already been there?
Weird,
I don't know. That one is creepy. And I'd be a little bit concerned about Grandma's judgment, so keep an eye on her.
Right.
Here is our next story.
Hi. My name is Charity. I just started listening to you guys' show, which I love, by the way. I listen to it all the time when I'm at work. I wanted to call in and share my story. This happened to me when I was 9. And my mom and I had just moved into this little house in Texas. And I'm not really sure the history of the house or if anyone had lived in it before we moved into it, but this is my story. Well, we had been living in the house for maybe about a year, and I remember during that time I started having these really vivid nightmares, just terrifying, really vivid, scary nightmares. At one point I remember I had a dream that there were these twin girls, and they were in Victorian-like dresses, and I dreamt that they were buried in the backyard behind the house. If that dream had any significance, I don't know, but that was just like one of the scary dreams that I had dreamt as a kid from that house. So my experience, the first one I had there, I remember I was standing in front of the front door, and so if you look like straight ahead from the front door, there's the long hallway, and I was looking down the hallway, and it had to have been around like 9 or 10 at night, and it was completely dark down the hallway. Well, I see this hooded thing come walking out of the laundry room, and it was standing straight in the hallway. And I got its side profile, and it looked like the Grim Reaper. It had the black hood. It had the sharp axe and I remember standing there staring at it, and I thought, like, there's no way this is real. And it was really scary, and it slowly, like, turned its head to face me. And when I locked eyes with it, I can still see it in my head to this day. It looked just like the Grim Reaper, except its eyes were these blacker than black sockets. And it had this evil, like, twisted grin on its face. And it was just, we were standing there just staring at each other. And I knew that it knew I could see it. And I was too frozen to move, to cry, anything. And it slowly turned its head straight ahead. And it walked into my brother's room. I immediately broke down, like, hysterical. And I told my mom, and she took me into his room. And, I mean, there was nothing there. What that was, I have no idea. I never saw that again. I never saw it again or dreamt of it again. I'm 27, and I've never seen anything like that since. I have no idea what that was. I never want to see it again. That was just one of, like, many experiences that I had in that house. The second experience I had in that house, I think I was 14, and I was home alone on a Friday night, and I was standing in the hallway, and I heard the most blood-curdling, evil scream coming from inside the house. And it made every hair on my body stand up. It was so terrifying. I have no idea what that was either. There were so many just scary, weird, unexplainable things that happened in that house. But yeah. Those are just two of my stories. But yeah, I really love you guys' show. Please keep up the good work.
Thank you for sending that in. I don't think there would be much more terrifying than being home alone and hearing a blood-curdling scream. And you can tell when they're in your house.
Maybe bumping into the Grim Reaper.
Okay, that's pretty scary.
That might be. That might trump it.
Okay, both of those are really scary, actually.
I just don't know that I've ever heard of anyone saying they literally saw a Grim Reaper with the scythe and everything.
Because that's kind of something that I think we've created. Like, this is what Santa Claus looks like. Here's what the Grim Reaper looks like. We don't know. But I don't know. As a child, maybe could do your imagination kind of... You're seeing something very terrifying and you're not sure what you're seeing. And so you see it in a way that maybe seems recognizable to you.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, does your mind just, like, fill in the blanks and say, here's something you can comprehend?
Because it's so terrifying.
There's something evil here and this is how you see it. You put on this, this illusion of it, because that's what you're going to understand.
Right.
Like, you know?
That's some creepy. I don't know. That's a one haunted ass house.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. But I just wonder if that was the case, that it was her, I'm not saying there wasn't something bad there. I think maybe there was. But, as a child, she just was like, that's what she saw that she could comprehend.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really, really creepy shit. But then, like, hearing the blood-curdling scream, it would be scary either way. Like, it's not paranormal, there's nothing more terrifying than hearing that.
You know how I feel about serial killers. I'm every bit as afraid of them as anything else. So, there's something bad happening.
And I'm just going to say, Kathy, I think you speak on behalf of all of us.
I think so.
Because it's I don't know that there's anybody that says, I kind of got a soft spot for serial killers.
There's some sort of creepy thing going on in the basement with chains and shit. That's pretty bad.
But, and then just to be home by yourself and hear that. And you're a kid.
Oh, Charity.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm so sorry.
That was really creepy.
It was.
That's a horrifying story. I hope she gets in therapy. And I say that because you and I know from living in a very haunted house, that shit sticks with you forever.
Absolutely does.
And
it absolutely does.
And then you have those dreams about it and, you know, and like, it's like, look at what happened to you. And, you know, somebody pushing down on your bed. It's like, does it follow you throughout your life? I don't know.
I don't know either. And then, you know, you think, okay, well, I would go to a therapist, but then you think, well, they'll just think I'm crazy.
Yeah, you got to find the right therapist. Yeah.
You know,
like, so then, what do you think about paranormal activity? Think I'm crazy?
Yeah, because that would be a big part of my discussions here. And if you don't go for that, then I've got to find another one. You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just like, you know, I seem to function the rest of my time in the world, you know, so I don't think it's necessarily.
Well, everyone who's listening to this program is not judging you because we have all had similar experiences. So I hope you're feeling our love to both of you and our, and what was her first name again?
I think it was Charity.
Charity, yes. So to both of you. I hope
Thank you
feel our love. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.